this insignificant man has led us into one step after another of God's work. We undergo countless trials and innumerable chastenings, and we are also tested by death. We learn of God's righteous and majestic disposition, enjoy His love and kindness and mercy, come to appreciate God's great power and wisdom, witness the loveliness of God, and behold God's eager intention to save man. In the words of this ordinary person, we come to know God's disposition and essence, to understand God's intentions and know man's nature essence, and see the way to salvation and perfection. Cause us to die and be reborn, His words bring us comfort, yet also leave us wracked with guilt and a sense of indebtedness. His words bring us joy and peace, but also infinite pain. Sometimes we lie and cleanse in His hands to be slaughtered as He will. Sometimes we like the apple of His eye and enjoy His tender love. Sometimes we like His enemy, and under His gaze I turn to ashes by His wrath.
Disciplines and even curses us. Night and day, He never ceases to worry about us and to protect and care for us, never leaving our side. He pours out all His heart's blood and pays the entire price for us. Within the utterances of this insignificant